What happens to those who have never heard of Christ?
They perish, and they perish justly, because Romans 1 says that though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but became foolish, and their senseless minds were darkened. Because what can be known about God has been revealed in the things that have been made, but men suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I don't believe, since the cross of Christ, that anywhere in the world there is a person outside the gospel who genuinely is a broken-hearted, repentant truster in the grace of God. Rather, they suppress the truth, and since they suppress the truth that they have, that will be the foundation of their judgment. And the implication of this is that we must take the gospel. How shall they call upon Him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good tidings. So missions is what this truth demands. We must get the gospel to the people who have not heard, or they will perish.